This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Wyoming's total population grew slightly to 578,803 as of July of 2021. The annual increase totaled 1,536 persons, or 0.3%, higher than the U.S. average of 0.1%. Lincoln County led the state with the fastest growth of 2.4%. Campbell and Sweetwater counties saw the steepest declines, -1.5% and -1.3%, respectively. Contributing to the change in population, natural change, which is the difference between births and deaths, and net migration, the difference between people moving into and out of an area. A man accused of shooting at his friend has been charged with attempted murder. Peter Maynard said he thought the friend had a gun. He says he aimed at the ground when he fired, but investigation indicates otherwise. He could be sentenced from 20 years to life in prison. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A change may be coming soon to the board that runs Camplex. As reported in the news record, the 7-member board has been run by Gillette citizens for almost 4 decades. According to Campbell County Commission Chair Del Shellstad, it's time for the board to be comprised of members of the City Council and County Commissions, the two governmental agencies that fund Camplex. Shellstad says having a board of this type will essentially cut out the middleman and be more efficient. No real public conversation about the change has happened, and no timeline has been set. A Gillette man already sentenced to 71 to 85 years in prison was sentenced on the 14th to another 13 and a half to 15 years for a conspiracy to commit second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. John Mills pleaded guilty to the conspiracy charge on the day he was sentenced for the other sex crimes. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.